seen the likes of him. He's the strongest man in the great outback. He can lift a horse and sulky up on his back. He's as hard as horseshoe nails, and he's been in more bush jails than fleas in a dog, and he drinks enough grog to irrigate New South Wales. When Jim was only 2 years old or so, his father said, he couldn't find him anywhere till he found him in the shed. He said to Ironbark, look here son, stop acting like a clown. You're not gonna shoe that flaming horse, so put that anvil down. Good old Ironbark Jim, you've never seen the likes of him. He's the strongest man in the great outback. He can lift a horse and sulky up on his back. He's as hard as horseshoe nails, been in more bush jails than fleas in a dog, and he drinks enough grog to irrigate New South Wales. Play show. Now when it comes to fighting men, he's the greatest in the land. He'll take on two or three men, mate, and only use one hand. Two drovers picked him years ago, but he left them both out cold, which wasn't too bad, cause at the time he was only 9 years old. Good old Ironbark Jim, you've never seen the likes of him. He's the strongest man in the great outback. He can lift a horse and sulky up on his back. He's as hard as horseshoe nails, and he's been in more bush jails than fleas in a dog, and he drinks enough grog to irrigate New South Wales. Old Jim once entered in a roving race across Port Phillip Bay. As soon as he heard the starter's gun, Ironbark was on his way. He left the others far behind, his stamina beat the band. When he finally stopped exhausted, he was a mile and a half inland. Good old Ironbark Jim, oh, you've never seen the likes of him. He's the strongest man in the great outback. He can lift a horse and sulky up on his back. He's as hard as horseshoe nails, and he's been in more bush jails than fleas in a dog, and he drinks enough grog to irrigate New South Wales. Oh, oh.